Belinda presents this recording of The Happiest Refugee, written and read by Arne Doe. I'm flying down the highway at 120 k's an hour. I've lost control a few times, but the brrrr of those white guide things on the side of the road keep me on track. A steering wheel wet from tears is a very slippery object. I am sobbing uncontrollably. Will he even recognize me? If he doesn't, I'm going to turn around and walk the other way. I haven't seen my father in 9 years, since I was 13. I watched him walk out the door one night and haven't seen or heard from him since, except for one strange phone call late at night on my 18th birthday. He was drunk and I hung up. I hated him when he was drunk. I feared him. Now, here I am at the age of 22, rushing headlong to see him. I'm quite a lot taller than when he left, and, more importantly, stronger. I can take him now. Easy. I'm torn between fantasies of a happy reunion with this guy and beating him up. I'm considering the different ways I could headbutt the little Vietnamese guy. As soon as he opens the door, bang, try and get him before he has a chance to do anything. Blood would pour from his nose, and he'd be sorry. I'd make him pay for everything, for pissing off, for forcing Mum to look after 3 kids on an illiterate Vietnamese migrant's wages of less than 10 bucks an hour. But I also miss him dearly. I remember him as funny and charming, and he taught me that I could do anything. He used to tell me, if you find the right woman, don't muck around and waste any time. Marry her. You'll be happy for the rest of your life. Just look at me and your mum. That's what he taught me. What a hypocrite. I turn into his street, and the first thing I notice is the excessive amount of graffiti in the area. It's housing projects, and the lower-end kind. Broken fences, kids running around who need a bath, and front yards that haven't been mowed in a year. I look down at the address scribbled on the back of a receipt. 52, apartment 4. I get out of my car and look back at my hubcaps, wondering if I'm going to see them again. In front of me is a dirty-looking apartment that is falling to pieces. I check that my eyes are dry and take one enormous sniff to clear my nostrils, immediately gagging at the stench of cat piss. As I knock tentatively, I can hear a baby screaming. The grey door opens and there's a woman. She looks about 25. A part of me thinks that maybe I've got the wrong place, but a part of me knows she has something to do with him. She looks me up and down nervously. Tam, she calls out. Then he appears. My father, just as I remember him. Almost exactly the same. Skinny little face, crooked teeth, and those dark eyes that make you know you're loved and scare you shitless at the same time. He grabs my neck. Arne, son. He's beaming a huge smile. Son.